And now, the Gospel Reflection by Monsignor Graham Smitzer.
Every year on the first Sunday of Lent, the Gospel we hear is that of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. St. Mark sums up his account in three short verses. Following his baptism, Jesus is driven into the wilderness, St. Mark tells us. We often hear of people driven by ambition, lust, desperation. But what drives Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Jesus is thrown into the world we are thrown into. In the time God gives us after our baptism, 40 days, 40 months, 40 years, we have to struggle with two realities. We have been named sons and daughters of God, but we are also part of a sinful humanity. Like Jesus, we too will struggle both with angels and with wild beasts. In his 40-day experience in the desert, Jesus acts out in person Israel's experience in the 40 years it took to reach the Promised Land following her rescue from Egypt. Jesus' temptations did not end with the 40 days, just as Israel's temptations did not end with the 40 years. St. Luke makes it quite clear that Satan was frustrated by Jesus' rejection of him, and he promises to return. He returns finally at Calvary and puts on the lips of the crowd what often is in our hearts: come down from the cross. In other words, do what we want and we will believe in you. It is probably the ultimate temptation. Matthew and Luke tell us Jesus underwent three temptations, temptations basic to any human. There was, first of all, the temptation to materialism, to deny the spiritual dimension of our lives. Secondly, there was a temptation to power. It had made Israel forget she was God's chosen people. She had wanted to be a nation like other nations, and indeed to dominate the rest. Thirdly, there was the doubt which had made Israel lose trust in the goodness of God. Our temptations are not over once we have been rescued at baptism. Satan never sleeps. Like Jesus, we'll be constantly tossed into the wilderness of struggle and grace, of success and failure. We need this Lenten retreat to discover afresh God's goodness, that his love for us remains even in and above all the adversity around us. Lead us not into temptation, we pray each day in the Our Father. The temptation to think that he has abandoned us. It is not without good reason that faith is symbolized by an anchor. In his monumental Jesus of Nazareth, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, underlines the significance of Jesus' retreat in the desert before the onslaught of the devil. It is a time of interior recollection during which Jesus wrestles with the odds, his own will or his Father's will. It will be repeated in the agony in the garden. It would seem then that this was an ongoing struggle throughout his public life. Here in the desert, it is a descent into the perils besetting mankind, for there is no other way to lift up fallen humanity. Jesus was to enter into the drama of human existence, for that belongs to the core of his mission. He has to penetrate it completely down to its uttermost depths in order to find the lost sheep, to bear it on his shoulders, and to bring it home. It was essential that he should in this way be made completely like his brothers, so that he could become a compassionate and trustworthy high priest for their relationship with God, able to expiate the sins of the people. In the suffering he himself passed through while being put to the test, enables him to help others when they are being put to the test.